Over the centuries and millennia, many men of God, like the psalmist and the prophets and even the Lord Jesus Christ, warned us against the folly of worry. You see, worry is something that goes so subtly and unnoticed, even though it is a grave sin. We think it is not a sin, but it is as bad a sin as any of the commandments that God has given us, like you shall not murder, or you shall not steal. In the same way, it is a command that God has given to us that we should not worry. Thou shalt not worry. Just like it says, thou shalt not rob, or thou shalt not murder, things like that. And we think worry is not a very serious thing. But I would like to speak to you what has spoken to my heart this morning and share with you some of the thoughts from God's word. Jesus said specifically in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34, in these 10 verses, four times the Lord said, warned rather, do not be anxious or do not worry. Do not worry. Verse 25, verse 28, verse 31, and verse 34. Four times Jesus said, do not worry or don't be anxious. You see, we think worry is something that we can take along with us. But we don't know that we are carrying fire in our bosom. Worry is a very bad thing. It's a very subtle thing. And it robs us of our joy. We worry about tomorrow. And we spoil our today. And we regret about yesterday. And we spoil our today. Like somebody said, if you worry about or you have regrets about yesterday and you borrow from tomorrow's trouble, added to the trouble that you already have today, even the strongest man on earth cannot bear it. And it is very true. And it weakens you. Worry does not solve any problem. It, in fact, weakens your immune system. And it brings down your health, and it's a disease producing thing. It's suicidal, and it is something that pulls you down. It will not make you effective, and you can't live each day with full with all your potential and fullness. So that's why it says here, chapter 6, verse 25. I would like to read that from the Message Bible. It comes out very clearly here. Verse 25, I'll read it in NASB. For this reason I say to you, what is it? This reason. In another translation, I think in the King James, it says, therefore I say to you. Whenever there is a therefore, we know that it is connected to the previous verse. In what connection is Jesus speaking here about not worrying? If you go back to the previous verses, he is speaking about earthly treasure. Verse 19, verse 20, and verse 21. He speaks about treasure. Do not lay up for yourselves treasure upon this earth, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 21. So in that connection, the Lord is saying, you cannot serve God and money. Verse 24, last part of it. And verse 25, he begins saying, therefore, in view of your anxiety about accumulating wealth and treasure, I say to you, do not be anxious, or do not worry for your life as to what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
You see the importance here.
The body, our life is more than food and our body is more than clothing. A person can stay without clothing if he has a body. And a person can stay without food if he has life. So only if he has life he can eat. And only if he has body he can live. He can wear. But it says in the Message Bible, if you decide for God, living life as God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes on your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. And the next verse says, look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to him than birds. You see, when you observe these birds, look at these birds, how carefree they are. They have no thought for the morrow. They don't worry what will I eat tomorrow, where will I go pecking for my food. Have you ever seen a bird worried and discouraged and depressed or on some sedatives for their peace of mind? The Lord says, look at them. How free and carefree in the care of God they are. And they don't sow, they don't have harvest, and they don't have storehouses to store their food. Each day they just get down from their places, wherever, maybe perching on a tree. They get down and they go about searching for food. And Jesus said, seek and you shall find. And they seek and they find their food for the day. And he said, look at the flowers of the field. When you go out, you just see how some flowers we have not even seen in the deep jungles of Africa and Amazon forest. There are such beautiful flowers which the Lord says even King Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these flowers which are there today and tomorrow they are thrown in the furnace. It says here in the Message Bible, verse 29, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? He's speaking about the flowers. The 10 best dressed men and women in the country, or you can even say in the fashion world, the 10 best dressed men and women in the modeling or in the fashion world, they look shabby alongside one of these flowers. You see how beautiful the flower is? How magnificent. You cannot imitate it. It's there for a day and gone tomorrow. And he says in that connection, if God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he will attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax. Do not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. See how wonderful it is when the Lord is speaking in, you know, down to earth to our at our level. He's speaking to us so that we all understand it in a simple way. He says, why are you anxious about your clothing? Why are you anxious about your food? And verse 31, don't be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek after. You see, it is the Gentiles who worry about all these things. You've seen in your offices and in your neighborhood how No, the ones who don't have any hope in God and those who don't believe that God provides for them, how worried they are. What will I do tomorrow? What will I feed my children with? How will I pay my children's fees? How will I pay my rent? And so many things. What about my retirement days? You go and ask some of these financial consultants, they will give you some, you know, idea as to how you should plan for your retirement. Every month you save up so much, and at the end of your service you will have a corpus of so many crores. Where in the world do we have so much of money to save crores of rupees when we don't have enough to pay the bills month by month? If we keep on storing for our retirement days, what about today and tomorrow? What about our children? They will suffer. We have to live one day at a time, like Jesus said later on. Your Heavenly Father knows what you need, that you need all these things. So, seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You know what's the meaning of added to you? That will be thrown out in your lap. If your concern is only about God's kingdom and His righteousness, you're taken up with God and His ways and His dealings, and you obey His commandments when He says, do not be anxious, and you throw away that anxious thought out of your mind and keep your mind free from worry and anxiety and fear. And then the Lord says, these things will be thrown into your lap. Do you believe that? Therefore, again He says, for the fourth time and the last time, He says, do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You see, tomorrow never comes, for your information. Every day is today. Yesterday is gone, it is a history, and tomorrow has not come, it is a mystery, like somebody said. And today is the only day that God has given you. That's why it is called present. It's a gift. And if you spoil your present, if you spoil your gift that is given for you today by borrowing from tomorrow, you are paying rent in advance for something which you have not borrowed. You see, it is like some imaginary loan that I take from tomorrow, from tomorrow's trouble. I imagine tomorrow so much, so and so trouble may come, and I borrow that for today, and I'm worrying about it. It's like me paying interest for the loan that I have not taken. Have you seen any greater foolish person than this, who pays interest on the loan that he has not taken, or the imaginary loan that he has taken? We don't have to be so stupid. God has given us common sense. God has given us mind to think and His word to direct. He says, tomorrow will take care of itself. When tomorrow comes, it will take care of itself. That means tomorrow will have a certain quota of worry of its own. Don't add that to today's worries, because each day has enough trouble of its own. Means, in other words, that every day we have a quota of pressures, temptations, trials, and difficulties. God has allotted that for each one of us, and we have to just deal with that one day at a time. I remember one brother who is not with us anymore. He was telling me a few years ago, I'm asking God to give me more trials and difficulties so that I can become more holy, transformed. I said, don't be so foolish to add for tomorrow, today's worry, asking for tomorrow's trouble. You cannot handle it. Just live one day at a time, I said. He wanted to be more spiritual. borrowing from tomorrow's worry, and he's not here. This is what happens. Those who want to be super spiritual and want to go beyond what Jesus has said, he said, just live one day at a time, and he wants to take tomorrow's trouble also. And such ones will have a breakdown. You see, even in the old covenant, the prophets prophesied about it. You see in the book of Psalms, the psalmist says in Psalm 55, verse 22, he says, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. The same word Peter uses in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast your burden upon the Lord, for he will care for you. He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. You see, when you cast your burden upon the Lord, you really need to cast it. When you go to prayer, and when in prayer you tell the Lord about your problem and you cast it upon him, after saying amen, don't take it back and walk away. Many of us do that. When we say amen after praying, we again take back those problems with us and we go back. And God can never answer such prayers because it has not been given to him in the first place. And in the Psalms, again, Psalm 68 verse 19, it says, Psalm 68 verse 19, the Lord says, the psalmist says, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. You see, there is someone who daily bears your burden, who is ready to bear your burden on a daily basis. As you keep on casting it upon him, his shoulders are big enough to carry all the loads of the world. And you and I don't have that kind of shoulder to carry even tomorrow's problems. But the Lord is able to handle it. It says, he daily bears our burdens. And if he is the one who is going to bear the burden, then what is preventing you from casting it on him? The Lord said in Isaiah chapter 46, you're worried about your retirement life. You're worried about your future, the future of your children. The Lord says here, Psalm 46, verse 2, second half, it says, you who have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I shall be the same. Did you read that? I have borne you from birth and I have carried you from the womb. Even to your old age I shall be the same, and even to your graying years I shall bear you. I have done it, and I shall carry you, and I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you. See how often we are bombarded by all these things that are happening around us. 3,000 years ago, David said this, that cast your burden upon the Lord, he cares for you. And when he said in those days, when science and technology was not so much improved, and today in this modern age of 21st century, we have so many things that, you know, try to get our attention. And in all these things, the word of God is still true and still the same. And Jesus also is the same as he was. He is today the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, he is the same. He says, I have done it, and I shall carry you, and I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp message the other day. It says there are about 8.4 million living species on this planet Earth. And there's only one living species, that is human being, who works and earns money and feeds himself. And the rest, God Almighty provides for them. And they're all quite happy and content. And man is the only living creature who is never happy, never satisfied. His stomach is never full. How is it? That's why Paul said to Timothy, godliness with contentment is great gain indeed. If you're not content with what you have, you will never be content with even you become a Bill Gates. You will never be content. Because man's greed has no end. If you're satisfied with your need and your needs are met and you're content with it, you and Paul in jail, he could say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. He was in jail and he is writing, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Verse 19 of the same chapter. You see, like somebody said, the things that we worry about, 97% of them never come true. Only some 3% may come true. And in some of your cases, it may never come true. 100% it may not come true. Why in the world then we should worry about? There is absolutely no point in worrying. You know, worry comes from a Greek word that gives a picture of a wolf catching somebody by the throat. You know, worry is like that. It's catching you by the throat. And it is trying to, you know, strangle you. And how long? You know, in there's Nat Geo and Animal Planets and all that, you'll see how long they struggle a bit, and within a few seconds they're gone. So life is so fragile, so handle it with care and take God's word to your heart and listen to what he has already said and obey it. Ask yourself, if you're in this condition today, your health is gone down because of your worry and your family is suffering because you have no joy, you're not enjoying time with your children and family because your mind is all the time occupied with worry, worry, worry. And you are becoming a liability or a burden or a nuisance to those around you. Get rid of that. Ask the Lord to help you. Cast it upon him and don't take it back again. Throw it there and come away relieved and happy. One final word in Philippians 4:6. You all need to remember this verse whenever you are tempted to worry. Remember this. Do not worry about anything or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. See, don't worry about anything, but in everything, whatever the situation, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Why with thanksgiving? With thanksgiving because I'm thanking God in advance for the answer that he's going to give you. That is a mark of faith that I'm thanking the Lord. Lord, you're well able to take care of this problem. That's why I'm surrendering it to you. I'm casting it on you. Lord, you take care of it. And then if you do that, see the next verse, what it says. The peace of God that passes all comprehension shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you want to have this kind of peace in your heart and mind, which the world cannot do, or cannot give? The peace that rested in the heart of Jesus, in the mind of Jesus, even before he went to the cross on the eve of crucifixion, he said that, my joy I give to you. And he said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, these are Jesus' words, I'm just repeating. Go and read John 13, 14, 15 and 16. What comforting words he is giving his disciples just on the eve of crucifixion. Remember that. Stop worrying and learn to live your life to the hilt.